It is the banding together in unity that I cherish. For even as my Son walked as one with me and my Spirit, so too is my church, the very body of my Son, to walk in this earth. As your hearts are united to me in a tender and willing humility, the outflow of this is made manifest in your fellowship with each other. You are my treasure in the earth, my very own family, made to show forth my glory, the very image of Christ in you. Your unity will be of great note in the days ahead, for when others are at odds with each other, your love for one another will be marked by humility, a willingness to humble yourselves one to another, even as you are bowing your hearts to me. Your lives will be a marked contrast to that which is going on about you in the earth. I am raising up bastions of righteousness in the earth, those whose strength in me will not fail or falter, and against whom the hand of the enemy will not prevail, even as it did not prevail against my Son and my early church. For many were the things I was able to do in the early church through the lives of those whose hearts were bowed to me. It is your strength in me and the bond of unity that I need. For many in my church will not have what you are allowing me to build within you, and they will see your love for one another, your humility, and your unity, and they will desire that same strength. There is nothing greater, nothing more excellent than the walk of love I am building within you. Nothing is more treasured than the ways of my love, for therein is the strength, the character, the image I have been building within you, so that you might show forth my praise in the image of my Son, even as he showed forth my praise through the life he lived in me. You are my bastions of righteousness, whom I am bringing forward to show forth the strength of my love, the strength of my glory. For my righteousness is not the righteousness the world seeks after. My desire is a people walking after the image within, where the anointing flows freely in the midst of those living at my feet, those who hold themselves under my hand of workmanship as vessels for my use. It is never one's ability that I am after, for my great desire is that which brings increases of humility and continual bowing and surrender. For these are keynotes in this family, first to me, and then the continual humblings of oneself to another. This is the treasure that allows me to do what I will through you, and is the bastion of righteousness I have been building as an unshakable force, the image of Christ within. It is the love, the unity, that is the strength and the force I have been building. I am pleased at what is working within my army. Your love for me, your love for each other, and a heart bowing to me is a keynote of this family that my army shall be revealing in the midst of many things of the adversary. Continue in love. Continue on bended knee, for the more excellent way is love, and the fruit that is revealed in those who draw near continually is that which was first manifested through my Son in the earth, and this fruit is very pleasing. Continue to draw near through the press, for I am using each moment you give me. Give your all to me.